When people think about Rav Ovadia, they often conjure up an image of a royal, glamorous Rav Ovadia standing there in his glima, in his robe, with his hat. And sometimes they even think about the white BMW that he used to drive around in. Little do they know that that BMW was such a pain to him and he wished he could get rid of it so many times. Because he wasn't interested. He wasn't interested in the money. He was only interested in Torah learning. The story goes that a grandson once came over to Rav Ovadia and asked for financial assistance. And he said, sure, no problem, and he takes out a sefer. Not because he wanted to teach something from the sefer, but because he used to store money in the sefer. He used to store a lot of things in Svarim. Takes out a sefer and hands a wad of bills to the grandson. And the grandson looks down and he laughs. He says, why are you laughing? He says, Saba, this is Monopoly money. It's not real money. He says, oh, really? I didn't realize. I saw the money on the floor. And I was wondering, why would someone throw money on the floor? I didn't realize the kids threw it there, so I put it in a sefer for safekeeping. Rav Ovadia used to put a lot of items in sefarim. I mean, people used to come and hand him checks and all sorts of things, and he would put it away in a sefer for safekeeping for another time. But he was so engrossed in his learning that he would totally forget about it and not even think about it again. When he passed away, they went through the sefarim in the bookcases, and they found so many checks that were never cashed and expired, so many lirot, expired currencies, so many invitations to smachot that he never ended up going to, and letters from presidents and prime ministers thanking him for his time and inspiration. Nothing else mattered but Torah. The 17th of the Kinyan Torah is mi'ut sechora. Person has to minimize, reduce his business in this world and focus totally on the coming world, on the eternal world, and not on the transient world. The Mishnah says earlier, Mimayit Vayesek Vasluk Batorah, Rabbi Meir recommends, encourages, demands a person to reduce his Esek and to engage in Torah learning. The Gemara Nida famously says that, Ma Yase Adam V'Yachkam, how can a person become a Chacham? First, he has to be Yarbe B'Yeshiva, he has to learn a lot of Torah, but also, Yimayit B'Schorah, he shouldn't work as much and spend more time learning. The more a person learns, the more he'll be a Tami Chacham, the more he'll be Kone Torah. The more he works, the more he's distracted, the more he runs after the money with the Yetzer Hara. The more money he makes, the more money he wants. And the less time he has to learn, the less he prioritizes in Yanei Olam Haba. The Chafetz Chaim was very emphatic about how critical it is, about how terrible it is that the Yetzer Hara can really cajole a person into letting go of Torah and Mitzvot and to fully invest himself in his business. He says people should only work for enough to get money to live. The Yetzer Hara convinces us, though, he says, to know, work harder, make more money, and then go spend that money on more things, so then you have to go make more money to pay for it. Now that you make a lot of money, you have to have a nicer home. And, you can get by with less learning, mistabek b'mua, don't learn as much Torah, it's okay, be satisfied with what you have. But a nicer house, of course you have to have. And you'll keep on giving a person hatzlacha on business and keep on enticing him to not learn and to not daven with a minyan. Whereas the recommendation of the Chachamim is that a person should have bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the parnasa. That even if things are hard, and things really are hard, and they really can be hard, no one is denying it, even if their things are hard, a person has to have bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara relates how Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa were both in difficult, dire straits, and they had to leave yeshiva to go work, and they were sitting on a bench together in a little bit of a dangerous place, under a leaning wall. And Rav Yochanan hears the Malachim in the background saying, when are we going to kill these two Batlanim for being Mevatel Torah? To which Rav Yochanan turns to Ilfa and says, what? Did you hear that? And Ilfa says, no, I didn't hear anything. So Rav Yochanan took that as a sign that he has to go back to yeshiva. And he did. And Ilfa went off to work. Years later, Ilfa returns and he finds that Rav Yochanan is the Rosh Yeshiva. And he spends a lot of time trying to prove how, even though he's not the Rosh Yeshiva and he was working, he's still so great. But the truth is that the Torah is not b'shamayim and it's not me'ever layam. It's not with the gasei haruach who think they're in shamayim, and it's not me'ever layam with the merchants, the Gemara says, who are out working. And the Torah is with the yoshvei olam, the people who are sitting and learning and make their Torah ikar. The Rambam is well known for how much he pushed for working and making and earning a living on one's own. And the many Rishonim and Achronim after him who disagreed with him, saying it's not possible for a person to become a Tamei Chacham if he's going to work. Everyone agrees There's value in earning one's own living, but the Torah won't happen if a person doesn't spend a few years learning in Kollel, taking a stipend, and maybe having a sachar zevulun, or living on his own funds. Even with all of that, a person has to have bitachon. Yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch that a person has to have a set seder every single day. And that set seder cannot budge for anything, even a huge profit. It's in Siman Kuf Nun Hei, in Sif Aleph. Ben Torah's Sheifa, especially when he's young and single and doesn't have financial responsibilities, his only aspiration should be not to make how to make a profit, but how to fully invest himself, not his money, how to fully invest himself in his debate midrash, and be zocha to Keter Torah, and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of the parnasa in the meantime. You know, you think Rav Avadya and the BMW was so special? Rav Avadya didn't care about the BMW, and he didn't come from the BMW. He grew up as an ani, and he got married as an ani. The Gemara says, "Hizaharu b'vnei aniim shemehem yaseh Torah." You have to be so careful. The b'nei aniim are the ones who are gonna produce Torah and become gedolei Yisrael in Torah. Rav Avadya grew up in Yerushalayim in the 20s and 30s when there was no money, there was no food. He only had a slice of bread and a tomato every day. That was it. They still learned. They had bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take care of it. He used to walk instead of taking the bus to yeshiva so that he could save up that chatzi grush for years just to pay for his wedding. And even then, after the wedding, there was no money. They could only afford a one-room apartment. Their bedroom, their dining room, their kitchen, their living room, their playroom, all in one room. They couldn't even afford furniture. And he couldn't even afford a new suit. He had to get a used one, which was probably worn by 20 other people before him. They didn't have cutlery. They lived in tremendous poverty, and they still learned Torah. That working towards learning Torah, me'oni, the Mishnah says, sofu l'chaima me'osher, and that's what happened. We have to have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to learn with our minds on the Torah learning, and not on the work. Even if we are working, the Torah has to be the ikar, and the sechora has to be tafel. The Meiri says it's always an inverse relationship. It's a give and take. The more Torah you learn, the less time you have for sechora, and vice versa. And we all know this. As YU Talmidim, we all know that once you're maxed out, you're fully invested in Y and U, in Yeshiva University, it's always a toss-up. It's always a tug of war. Do I spend more time on Yeshiva today, or more time on the university? It's always a struggle, and the Torah, Chachamim tell us, always has to be the Ikar. And Shenizkeh, it's very hard to do this. Shenizkeh to reach the Madriga one day, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh describes that if only people tasted the Metikut of Torah, of Kol Tov, they would go insane for the sweetness of Torah and not think about money ever again.